Welcome to this episode of Real Time News. This is James Powell with Real Time News. You can now go to the website. That's jjmediaonline.net/realnews. jjmediaonline.net/realnews. And of course, you can see everything here. It starts out with our website, jjmediaonline.net/realnews. I'm James Powell. This is Real Time News. You can go to the, you can watch these episodes on rumble.com/realtimenews. You can listen to them on anchor.fm/tcoastrealtimenews, or you can support us by going to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. If you'd like to advertise with us, you can send me an email, james@jjmediaonline.net. That's james@jjmediaonline.net. We will eventually be getting pages up where you can just immediately advertise, and you can actually submit your payment and submit your message and load your logo, whatever, and we will be putting them on every episode. Just a side note, just letting you know, I'm also a video marketer. So what I can do is, if you give your business your location, I can actually go ahead and create little videos for you to target your specific location. And with the SEO, search engine optimization, and everything, I can do that. I'll just toss that in for free, just for your advertising on a podcast. So, all right, let's get into the verse of the day, and then we will get into the news. Thank you for joining us. We ask you to share, subscribe, connect with us in all of our places, any link around this video. All right. Verse of the day is Romans 8, 31 and 32. That's Romans 8, 31 and 32. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? And I'm just going to go ahead and just do the thoughts on, I usually do the prayer, but I'm just going to start focusing on the thoughts of the verse. We know God paid a high price to redeem and forgive us in Jesus. If he had gone to such great lengths to purchase our pardon, what will he refuse us that is good, right, and holy? So if God answers our prayers, no, then it is for our good and the eternal well-being of those for whom we've prayed. His intent is to bless, not wound. His desire is to redeem and bless. His commitment is to work things out for our ultimate good. Romans 8:28. As he is transforming us to be more like his beloved son. Keep those things in mind. Okay, let's get in to the news. And we have some, I'm actually going to be jumping into Code Z stuff and some very apparent fraud that happened. Things are going our way. The Patriots are winning. God is with us. We are going to win this battle. Let me tell you, we are going to win this battle. We're heading into possibly a little of a rough time. And my wife and I have been picking up extra non-perishables, keeping some cash on hand. We're actually going to be purchasing some extra water, which I do have the Alexa Pure from My Patriot. We use that all the time. But just in case. All right. Migrant surge prompts mass releases of illegals in McAllen, Texas. Greyhound buses still being used. Governor's executive order not being followed. If you remember right, the governor of Texas dropped an executive order that all illegals coming in will be using the buses, not on airplanes. We'll be using the buses, kind of forcing them. What had been happening is is they'd been bringing the illegals in, just walking across the border, and they've been just dispersing them all over the United States. It's crazy. They're not testing them. They're not making them prove who they are, but they want us as Americans to wear masks and get vaccinated and have ID. It's so crazy. So the hypocrisy is being exposed. So, let's over the past weekend, border agents near McAllen, Texas, encountered over 8,000 illegal crossers, including 3,000 in the past 24 hours alone. You notice they're ramping this up. This is becoming very ramped up, and they're trying to destroy our country. That's the bottom line. Let me hurry through this. I have several things. Let's go ahead and play this. And there's just a lot of news that is coming out. Okay, here they are. This is proof of all under the bridge that just thousands and thousands of migrants, people, we got to stand up for our country. That's the bottom line. Okay, there's no talking, but just wanted to bring that to you. All right, next article. Fourth DC Metro police officer who responded to January 6th Capitol protest dies by suicide. There's something that's going on. Something's not right here. I'm just gonna toss this out. Something is not right. Officer, he was only 26 of the 5th District, committed suicide in mid-July. It was revealed Monday evening. Okay, we are in the 1st of August, and they're just now dropping. Actually, today at the time of this recording is the 3rd, but it happened mid-July, and they're just letting us know that he committed suicide. It is unbelievable. So the middle of July, and okay, here's another. Earlier Monday, it was reported 43-year-old Metro Officer Gunther Hashida committed suicide on July 29th. His family announced on GoFundMe. There's crazy, crazy things happening. So it is unclear how Hashida killed himself, and his family is not blaming the suicide on the January 6th riot. So, but I'm really wondering what is happening, because they're not, there's something that's going on that these guys are just killing themselves. It to me, it looks like that it looks like they're trying to kind of hide, and they are, it was a setup, in my opinion. All right, next article. Fox News parts ways with Judge Napolitano after news of his harassing male employees emerges this morning. Now, I never did care for the judge, but let's let the truth come out. Something smells with this, because he does seem to be pretty well straight, and pretty well straightforward. But I didn't always care for him a whole lot. But why all of a sudden Fox News is just going leftist totally all the way? And something just does not, the timing of this, something just does not seem right. I'm wondering if he had some truth on them. We'll just have to let this play out, and we'll just have to see what happens. So, but they're reporting, they're parting ways. We'll see what happens. Again, I do not know any details about it, but we'll just see what happens. All right. The greatest cover-up of all time. House Foreign Affairs Committee. Republicans conclude. Get this. Republicans conclude COVID-19 came from Wuhan lab. Well, that's what the president said. For over a year, the bootlicking media and corrupt public health officials have shielded for the Chinese, saying the COVID-19 virus had nothing to do with the Wuhan lab, instead spread to humans through bats at a local wet market. So, the year-plus inquiry led by Texas Rep. Michael McCaul issued a third and final report on Monday. The committee compiled a preponderance of evidence that confirms the lab as the source of outbreak and cites a persistent effort by the involved parties to destroy evidence in an attempt to cover up their involvement in creating the virus. It is the opinion of committee minority staff, based on the preponderance of available information, the documented efforts to obfuscate, hide, and destroy evidence, and the lack of physical evidence to the contrary, that SARS-CoV-2 was accidentally released from a Wuhan Institute of Virology laboratory sometime prior to September 12, 2019. We now believe it's time to completely dismiss the wet market as a source. Okay, here they're subpoenaing Peter Daszak to appear before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Okay, it is also confirmed, this is big, that dangerous gain-of-function research, remember the video of Rand Paul went back and forth with Fauci, which genetically alters a virus and can turn it into a bioweapon, was being done. So they're finding out the truth. All right. another thing. This to me is funny. They've been harping on Trump about his taxes. Trump is owed $1 million tax refund for his Chicago skyscraper, but local officials are trying to block it. They hate this guy. They hate Trump. They detest Trump. They're trying to take him down at all costs. So that tells me that he has the goods, and he's taking them down. An Illinois tax agency ruled last month Trump's Chicago skyscraper was over-assessed in 2011. The ruling means Trump is owed $1 million refund, but local officials filed a lawsuit to stop it. The refund would come out of property taxes owed to the city and other agencies, including Chicago Public Schools. Remember, Chicago's the corrupt city that no guns, but they have, you know, they have 10, 15, 20 killings every weekend. But do you want to hear, does the news talk about that? No. All right, a former HGTV star says she's double vaccinated. Get this, double vaccinated. They're pushing this vaccine. Double vaccinated and very sick with COVID. A strange phenomenon took the front and center spot around the time those Texas Dems boarded their private plane with a few cases of Miller Lite headed to D.C. swamp. Suddenly, this Delta variant became the top story online and in the news. We found out that five of the vaccinated Texas Dems had come with COVID. These cases are called breakthrough cases, and scientists told us that they're the more contagious Delta variant. And since that time, it seems like it's all we hear about. Everyone and their brother is catching the dreaded Delta variant now, and it's supposedly so bad that Biden admin wants mask mandates put back in place and might even consider lockdowns again. You could see it coming. You knew it was coming. They are trying to distract at every turn. So I'm telling you, stand up. Do not mask up. Do not take the vaccine. All right. I had another video that I forgot to pull up. We'll get there on the next episode. All right. Emails show collusion between U.S. government and Facebook over online coronavirus misinformation. Judicial Watch has alleged that the CDC has collaborated with Facebook with COVID messaging and alleged misinformation. The CDC and the Facebook went after anyone who published any information that contradicted the CDC's statements. Judicial Watch announced that it received over 2,400 pages of new documents from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, revealing that Facebook worked closely with the CDC to control the COVID narrative, and misinformation in social media companies gave the CDC over $3.5 million in free advertising. So, Facebook is complicit in all the deaths. Hydroxychloroquine works. The bottom line, it works, and they banned it, and any doctor that banned it should be complicit. All right, I'm not going to go through all these. I had several, but I do want to play a few clips. Let me start heading toward the end here. Mike Lindell says he's all in. They've come after him again. He's come after Fox News, and Fox News is he tried to advertise the cyber symposium that's taking place this month, 10th, 11th, and 12th, by private invitation, but he's going to stream it on frankspeech.com. So we're going to try to get some of that log on and try to get some of that live streaming for you if everything works out. But Mike Lindell says he's all in. They've come after him. He was pouring millions of dollars of ads into Fox News, and Fox News denied him. So here it is.
Let me ask you, you've lost Big Box because you wouldn't bend. You've lost Fox because you wouldn't bend. How many hits are you prepared to take to your business before you bend, Mike Lindell?
And let's not forget all the shopping channels, too. And how about far before I bend? I'm all in. You know why? My employees get it. We don't have a country if we don't get this. This isn't whether I have Democrats and liberals that work at MyPillow besides conservatives and Republicans and all races and walks of life. But we all get it. They hear the calls coming in every day. They know the urgency to save our country. It doesn't matter what if you're a Democrat or Republican. This isn't about Donald Trump anymore. This is about the election. Jimmy Kimmel said, Mike, if it was flipped, would you still be doing it? I said, of course I would. Doesn't anybody care about our country, our elections going forward, and the 2020 election? It was stole. China came in and took our election. People need to start caring, and it should start with Fox News, who doesn't even report anything. And I'm telling you, Steve, we're hearing it more and more every day as we get the word out. I think it's like 35% of Democrats now, and 90% of Republicans now know this election was stolen, and they know it was an attack by China coming into our country. So I think what's happening, all the bad things that are going on right now, is actually helping. I think the viewership, we need everybody to watch this symposium so that we have you don't have to go out the next day and go, oh, you should have seen that. And then you got to argue with someone about our country being attacked. And what interesting thing too, when you asked me when would I give up, I actually, when I said that I would do it, even if it, if Donald Trump had been the, if the Republicans had been the one China told that stole the elections with, I had the Washington Post and a lot of other outlets came to Minnesota and questioned friends of mine and people that have known me for 10, 15 years. And they questioned and said, would Mike really do that? Every one of them, every one of them said, yes, he would. Because you know what? I don't have a country. I don't have a country or a company if we don't address the 2020 election, period.
So there we have it. He is all in. And I'm asking you, are you all in to save our country? We're going to have to stand up. We're going to have to make sure that we work together. And that's just the bottom line. So, all right. The next one, Seth Keschel, and this is pretty good. He has the proof. Maps show areas of potential election fraud in every state. So let's go ahead and watch this, and then we'll slip to Code Monkey Z.
I want to bring in Captain K now, Seth Keschel. We teed it up with Mike Lindell. Captain, your Army intelligence, you've been drilling down on the math here. I want to put up this map of America with the broken down the way you've got it. Dave Clements and the great group over there at America, the Telegram site, right, at the audit site over there. America First Audits, America First Channel, America First Audits Chat, all of it. I think it's 200,000 people now, American citizens in this. Full forensic audit in 50 states. What, Captain K, what is this map tell us? Walk us through it.
So this is the very first discipline of an intelligence operation. Of course, military intelligence, you have open source information. It's often neglected, but that's actually what the enemy knows the most of you about. Then, of course, you have human intelligence, signals intelligence, imagery intelligence. But this is basically the guy walking along the beach with the metal detector, and he's getting in the area of where there's something buried. And then somebody else is doing the digging. So one of the things that real analysts look at in political science is trends. So trends are in effect until something causes them to reverse. So if the Republican Party went away from this new working class trend, you would see a shift back towards Democrats in the working class states. But I'm looking with registration data, population growth or decline, and a few other factors. It's really helpful when I have registration by party, very predictive in places like Pennsylvania, Florida, and North Carolina. This is a 50-state overview, county by county, over 3,000 counties and independent cities in the United States. We don't need these audit teams jumping on the middle of Iowa thinking that just because there's a lot of people that live here, we need to go for an audit. Miami is a good example. I have Miami-Dade trended clean. I'm not sure that 600,000 Democrat votes are all going to be clean, but based on the registration data, the party shift, it's not really the best thing that's going to sell to the layperson that doesn't realize you need audits in a lot of these places. So the red counties, these are places where there's very obvious disturbance of registration trends, especially when we have it by party, and an estimate of how many excess votes are in there. This is very, I mean, this is the same stuff I used to predict Florida by 300,000 plus to Trump. I was one of few that said that Trump would have it by over 300,000. The same kind of stuff that led me to get all 50 of these right in 2016. So over the first pass nationally, we can identify the states that are the worst. We can also identify the states that a lot of people aren't talking about. New Jersey is one that I think was very close in a clean election. And that also corresponds with working class Republican incumbent strength that we had way back in the 80s when the Republicans still could work with the working classes. So in summary, this is about 8 million heavy Biden votes nationwide just on the first pass. It doesn't account for vote flips that are cyber. It doesn't account for a few other things. So this is just a first glance of where we're looking county by county, where all the trends and all the growth patterns are disturbed, thrown off, which is how we also got to where the bellwethers, indicators, and predictors for over 120 years are disturbed as well.
So it looks like all the corruption is coming out, and it's the liberals' heads are going to blow, and the rhinos' heads are going to blow. Just saying. All right, let me end this. Remind you again, go around to go down to MyPillow. I'm sorry, not my pillow, JJMediaOnline.net/ MyPatriotSupply. JJMediaOnline.net/MyPatriotSupply. Support us. This is the way you can support us. Purchase through our affiliate link. Get your emergency food, your Alexa Air, Pure Breeze, your water, your survival supplies. We do thank you for listening. We're going to be bringing our next episode. We are going to be bringing, focusing on some new stuff from Code Monkey Z, just breaking at the time of this recording, just a little bit before. And we didn't have time to add it in. But from Code Monkey Z, and going to be bringing on the next episode a little info from Pastor Greg Locke. Some very, very interesting stuff. So, trust you have a great day. And I do want to remind you, thank you very much for joining us. If you would, please go to our website, jjmediaonline.net/realnews. We're trying to develop it. It's not done totally yet, but that is where we are going to be posting everything. And we're going to be keeping that going. And and our podcast, anchor.fm/realtimeTCoast, T-Coast Real Time News. Thank you very much for joining. We'll catch you on our next episode. Do you live in the Stuart, Florida, Hobe Sound, Jensen Beach, Jupiter, Florida, clear down the Fort Lauderdale, Florida area? I would like to invite you to get a hold of Agrusa Alarm Protection Technology. You can actually go to the website, agrusapt.com. That's agrusapt.com. Get your security alarm protection today. They specialize in Brinks home security. Call them 772-934-6498. The link will be in the description. Call them.